It's Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. World leaders at the G7 summit in Italy agreeing to lend Ukraine $50 billion using interest from seized Russian assets, underscored by the U.S. and Ukraine signing a security bilateral agreement.
President Biden said with this agreement, the U.S. is demonstrating its firm commitment to Ukraine's security.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
Under the 10-year agreement, which is non-binding for future presidents, the U.S. and Ukraine will expand intelligence sharing and enhance cooperation between militaries.
ABC's Karen Travers. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court today upholding access to the FDA-approved drug mifepristone, saying doctors in that case who oppose abortion didn't have legal standing. It's one of several cases challenging the FDA-approved drug. And Democrats in the Senate failed to advance a package of bills that would protect IVF access nationwide. It needed 60 votes to pass. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox City campus a year from now. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites Wisconsin's stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The third of four Congressional District Democratic candidate forums was held last night in Platteville. Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson each shared their thoughts on key election topics in western Wisconsin. Rebecca Cook says that she will support proposals that make it easier to vote.
We need to make it easier, not harder, for eligible voters to participate in our democratic process by exercising their right to vote. And I will always be a staunch defender of voting rights.
The final forum for primary candidates is July 16th in Eau Claire. The primary election is on August 13th. Tonight, the La Crosse City Council will consider a resolution that could affect homes in the Rivercrest Village Mobile Home Park. The city is proposing a one-year extension to a lease agreement that expired in 2022 to allow people to move out of the park. City officials said that a canal wall on the property needs to be replaced. The city gave the property managers this past year to move people out of a setback zone near the canal, but according to city officials, little has been done. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Pack breaks camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their three-day mandatory mini camp. What was the final practice like?
I think anytime you go into the last day, it's kind of like the last day of school. I think it's a little bit harder to keep their focus. You just got to keep reminding them to stay dialed in, and we still have a couple more meetings left. So that was kind of the message at the end of it.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The players will be back in 5 weeks for training camp. Baseball, bottom of the sixth inning. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang and Blake Perkins pulled off a double steal. Pat Murphy on giving them the green light.
We study the other team, how they defend first and third. It's a play where they cut the shortstop in front and actually throw to him, give you the perception that the shortstop's in front. When you see that, the third base coach holds the guy.
The Crew went on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays to win the series. They host the Reds tomorrow night. NBA tributes for Lakers legend Jerry West. That's his silhouette in the league logo, and that's why Jerry West's nickname was the logo. He was 86. With sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Showers and storms possible again this weekend, mid-70s Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, with humidity climbing as well. More storms possible Monday, and again, upper 80s. It's 82 right now.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On Friday's show, it's the last day for our Scunny Summer giveaway, and my good friend Sandy Williams will be here for our regular end of the week conversation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom's birthday eve, Rudy's birthday hangover, a Thursday. Welcome to it.
Happy Friday eve to you, Crudy Rich. Thank you for the hard work today and a fair audience. Thanks for tuning in to the greatest radio show ever, and we're going to prove it again today.
Dom, here's an interesting thought. I think it's interesting. You know, when Donald Trump goes out there and talks about making America great again, what's he hearkening to? Like the happy days, right?
The good old
days. Where was happy days set? Where did the Cunninghams live? They lived in Milwaukee. So this Donald Trump fella, he thinks he's the bronzer Fonzie, although I find him to be more of like a rapey Potsy Weber. But anyways, Dom, today, the man insulted the nostalgia and the great city by the freshwater coast that is Milwaukee. Dom, I don't even live there, and I feel a little insulted. He called it a horrible city. Yet they come there for their convention in, what, like a month?
I'm happy to rescind the offer on behalf of the city of Milwaukee. They don't have to come here. That's fine. We'll just keep the deposits. You can, you know, maybe you're going to go to Racine. Maybe if you like Racine better, you go down to Racine. Hell, go anywhere you want. You don't want to come here? You think this is a horrible city? Come on, man. Well, who does that? But Crudy, there's even controversy with that. Now, the reporting is that. But the Republicans, well, some were in the room and they say, well, that's not at all what he said. And he said, oh, it was about election integrity. It was about the crime. So I'm not real clear, like, what makes Milwaukee horrible other than a bunch, like, 50,000 fascists coming to town.
Dominic, according to the Journal Sentinel, Donald Trump on Thursday called Milwaukee, where in a little over a month he will be declared the Republican nominee for president, a horrible city. Trump made the comment to House Republicans in a morning, I've been calling it a pep rally, Dom, a morning meeting on Capitol Hill at a, it wasn't on the Hill, it was at a private
Republican place that happens to be adjacent to the Hill, but he was there to discuss campaign strategies, among other GOP priorities, ahead of the 2024 election. His remarks came 5 days before he's scheduled to visit Racine for a campaign rally that technically is the Milwaukee media market. "Milwaukee, where we are having our convention, is a horrible city," Trump told GOP lawmakers, according to a report from Punchbowl News that a Trump spokesperson characterized as total BS. Can't say the full print out them. You know, they never hold back. He never said it like how it's been falsely characterized as, says Trump spokesperson Stephen Chung on the Twitter. Chung said the former president was talking about crime and election issues. Although members of the Wisconsin delegation didn't agree on which topic Trump was discussing, they can't decide why it is that Trump hates Milwaukee, Dom.
Why does Trump hate Milwaukee? Republican members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation had varying accounts of the comment's context, including one who denied it was uttered at all. Come on. All right, let's start with Crudy's buddy, Rep. Glenn Grothman of the 6th CD, Scott Fitzgerald of the 5th CD, Tom Tiffany of the 7th. They all told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Trump made comments when speaking about the upcoming election. Grothman said Trump was, quote, was concerned about the election in Milwaukee, and he thought that Trump, quote, felt we need to do better in urban centers around the country. He suggested Trump had concerns that Republicans don't do very well in Milwaukee. Ooh, that's one way to spin it, Glenn. An aide to Fitzgerald also told the Journal Sentinel that Trump's comments were, quote, about election integrity. I'm not clear what was wrong with the election integrity other than you folks tried to steal it. That's a problem. But is that why Milwaukee's horrible? You know what I'm saying? Trump has repeatedly falsely claimed he won Wisconsin in 2020. He did not. He still says it. Said a month ago, a couple of times. And has at times blamed Milwaukee's election officials for the election outcome, baselessly claiming absentee voting in the state's largest city was rife with fraud. U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orden, a freshman Republican who represents Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district in western Wisconsin, blasted Punchbowl's reporting, however, saying in a post on social media platform X that the former president was, quote, specifically referring to the crime rate in Milwaukee. Oh, okay. So it's the crime rate that makes Milwaukee horrible.
We can't trust Derek Van Orden. He was probably day drinking, Dom.
Yeah. U.S. Rep. Brian Stile, who represents the state's 1st CD, said, quote, I was in the room. President Trump did not say this. There is no place better than Wisconsin in July. Well, I would agree with that statement, although I'm not clear that anyone agrees with what Trump actually said. Stile later said Trump was, quote, talking about specific issues in Milwaukee in the context of a broad conversation about the challenges we face as a country, in particular the challenges we've seen in Milwaukee. Tiffany disputed Van Orden's characterization of comments, Republican on Republican contradictions, Crudy. He said about Trump, I think he kind of lumps all those things together, that there was some real improprieties with the election in Wisconsin and cities in Milwaukee as a result of it. There is no evidence to support the Wisconsin election was tainted by cheating or fraud. Results have been confirmed by recounts in Dana, Milwaukee County that Trump paid for, court rulings, a nonpartisan state audit, and a study by the conservative legal firm Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty, among other analysis. Trump lost the state to Biden by about 21,000 votes. But Crudy, our mayor, Cavalier Johnson, well, he had a response. We got some audio of this. Let's roll out a little bit of what Mr. Mayor had to say in response to the felon, if you would, please, Rich.
Donald Trump wants to talk about things that he thinks are horrible. All of us live through his presidency, so right back at you, buddy.
Yeah, right back at you, buddy! I think we got one more from Mayor Johnson, if you would, please, Rich.
Obviously, Donald Trump is wrong about something yet again. I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president. He obviously wants to win Wisconsin, you know, win the election. And so to insult the state that's hosting your convention, I think is kind of bizarre, actually. It's kind of unhinged in a way, especially considering the fact that, you know, in Milwaukee, there are about 50,000 Republicans who live right here in the city. So you're calling their home horrible. I mean, I don't quite understand that.
But the Republicans so quick to defend, and they're not even like they understand how bad that is, and they can't even agree on what the defense is.
Well, the Democratic Party noted that in a statement. Here's the headline they sent to me: Trump calls Milwaukee horrible. Republicans can't agree why. Dateline Madison scrambling after Donald Trump bashed Milwaukee as a horrible city in a meeting with the House GOP this morning. Wisconsin Republicans have been struggling to get their story straight and even denying Trump made the remarks entirely. Here's a statement from Director of Communications at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Joe Osland. He said, "We have five Republicans from Wisconsin in Congress, and all five seem to be telling a different story about what Trump's done. Instead of sticking up for Milwaukee in our state, Brian Stile, Derek Van Orden, Glenn Grothman, and Tom Tiffany embarrass themselves with excuses and outright lies. We know what Donald Trump thinks, and we know what Donald Trump said. Milwaukee is a horrible city, and no amount of lame Republican spin will change that." So, anyways, they published a few of the differing statements. I know you've touched on some of this. Derek Van Orden claimed Trump was just talking about the crime rate, and that reports to the contrary was another classic example of, and he uses a profanity, as the congressman often does, Dom, of, let's just call it, crappy reporting. That was his take on it. Tom Tiffany said Trump's remarks were in the context of election integrity. Were they, Tom? And then Trump didn't say anything about crime at all. That, according to Lawrence Andrea with the Journal Sentinel, as noted before, Glenn Grothman, Dom, Grothman up here in the CD number 6 where I'm at right now, said Trump was concerned about the election in Milwaukee. Yeah, Glenn, well, you at least put the best spin on it, I would say. And then there's Scotty Fitzgerald. You know, it's pretty bad when compared to Glenn Grothman, you are the dimmer bulb. But Scotty Fitzgerald appeared to suggest Trump had a list of 19 other cities that were also horrible, as is a reported Dom. What we're talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them. Rep. Scott Fitzgerald said Trump's Milwaukee horrible comments came after an election question and said Trump said there are 19 places the campaign is concerned with, including Milwaukee. Milwaukee's just one of 20 crap hole cities, Dom. I told you. I've got my own list. And finally, Brian Stile claimed Trump didn't call Milwaukee a horrible city at all. There's no better place than Wisconsin in July. Well, it is happy days here in the great state of Wisconsin, Dom, except where you live in that horrible city that is Milwaukee. And when five people in the same room talking about the Cheeto Messiah can't even come to a consensus on their lies, Dom, I would say, and you've said this often, but the Republican Party's in disarray. And that makes me a little bit happy. You know, they're really hearkening for the happy days as portrayed on the boob tube. The happy days of 1950s Milwaukee. You're insulting the tapestry of MAGA. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. These happy days are yours.
Hey!
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us on the phones. Upper stick us up 844-967-2789. Apparently, Donald Trump thinks my hometown of Milwaukee is a crap hole. It's a horrible city. And all the Republicans are trying to defend him, talking about, well, I don't know, crime or election integrity or, you know, whatever you want. What did Trump, Grossman later said he was confused by the mixed messages from Wisconsin's delegations and reiterated Trump was referring to election issues. Oh, okay, now we're settling on election issues, Crudy. I guess you could take it however you want to take it, said the wise Glenn Grossman. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said, the RNC still chose to come, right? It is my hope that not only our former president, but everybody who's going to be embarking on Milwaukee sees everything we have to offer. We are a great county on a great lake. I can't wait to really prove him wrong and let him know what we have to offer. Meanwhile, other Wisconsin Democrats blasted Trump. Here's one from my rep, Gwen Moore. Once he's settled in with his parole officer, I am certain he will discover that Milwaukee is a wonderful, vibrant, and welcoming city full of diverse neighborhoods and thriving business and a thriving business community. Garen Randolph, the manager of Biden's reelection effort in Wisconsin, said the city, quote, deserves better than a convicted felon, racist, and wannabe dictator who hates us and our values. If Donald Trump thinks Milwaukee is so horrible, then he shouldn't come to our city. Ah, Darren, man, my man, speaking the truth. Evers wrote this, our governor from the Fair Stare. Added to the list of things Donald Trump is wrong about. He included the clown emoji. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, running for re-election in the fall, said, quote, Milwaukee makes the greatest beer, brats, and motorcycles in the world. It's home to some of our most vibrant communities, hardest workers, and is a part of what makes Wisconsin the best state in the nation. Donald Trump wouldn't understand even if a jury told him so. Ouch, Tammy.
I got a little bit more from our favored senator, Tammy Baldwin. She's on the ballot this fall, if you didn't know, Dom. A longer statement she apparently gave to thehill.com. Stop picking on Wisconsin. Stop picking on Milwaukee, said Tammy Baldwin. We make the best brats there, the best cheese there. We make Harley Davidson's there. They're hardworking people, and it's a great city and a great state. You mentioned Garen Randolph. I got a little bit more from his quote as well, Dom. He talked about Milwaukee, our state's largest and most diverse city and home to more than 577,000 people. The Bucks and the Brewers and the country's best beer deserves better than a convicted felon, racist, and wannabe dictator who hates us and our values. Donald Trump looks down on Milwaukee. He looks down on Wisconsinites. He looks down on everyone who isn't one of his billionaire donors. But we already knew that. For years, he pushed for tax cuts for the top 1% while raising costs for working people and incentivizing companies to ship Wisconsin jobs overseas. Voters in Milwaukee are fed up with Donald Trump, an extreme MAGA Republican, not caring about them. We see that at the RNC, and then again in November when Wisconsinites send Donald Trump packing. Now, Dom, if he doesn't like the great city of Milwaukee, if he thinks it's a horrible city, he's really not going to like it on November 5th.
Oh, damn. Ain't that the truth? 844-967-2789. A little bit more. A little more. The Raw story. Again, we talked about Stephen Chung. He is the spokesperson for Trump. He said, wrong, total BS. He never said it like it's, this is a quote, he never said it like how it's being falsely characterized as. He was talking about how terrible crime and voter fraud are. Many commenters on social media leapt to mock him by pointing out that his explanation, in fact, confirms Trump did say what he's denying he said. Oh, so he didn't say it's a horrible city. He just said it's a horrible city, wrote Brooklyn-based attorney Damon Toll. Thanks for admitting he said it then, Stephen. Much appreciated. Other comments pointed out that his stated reasons Trump is criticizing Milwaukee, of course, where the RNC will be holding their convention, doesn't even make sense in the first place. Trump's spokesperson of Trump insulting the city where the RNC is hosting their convention is that the city where they're hosting the convention is full of crime and voter fraud. Under Joe Biden, homicides are down 42% in Milwaukee from 2 years ago. Another quote, voter fraud, the malicious incompetence and ridiculous delusions you clowns relentlessly spew would be comical if it weren't such a national security threat. And finally, this one, which I like as well. This is the ninth version of the story. Jason Miller has tweeted 2 times that he didn't say it at all. He said it, own it. The fact that there are no less than 4 completely different spin jobs going around on what he meant is proof. The cleanup panic scramble is on. I was shocked. No. Is it embarrassing for the country to have that guy, you know, leading a major political party? Yes. Just remember that, folks, when the Republicans come around, they don't really like you much.
Speaking of not liking us much, Dom, in a full reversal of 180, the Donald Trump campaign has denied my press credentials. Apparently, Racine, also a horrible city where I will not be able to attend the Trump event. Why do you think that would be?
They're
so fickle. I mean, that actually saves me a trip. I'm okay with that. All things considered, it's supposed to be 92 and hot as hell. You know, we could have Trumpsters falling out like it's Arizona, Dom. But I'm not sure why they would deny our credentials. Conspicuously, just a few hours after Trump insults the city of Milwaukee, and you have apparently taken it a little bit personally, Dom. You know that Milwaukee Brewers lady, she's up killing people if you pay her the right price.
Oh, my God. What's going on in this world, man?
Who knew you could get a hit woman in Milwaukee? That horrible city, according to Donald Trump. Dom, the whole reason they had this pep rally at the Capitol Hill, the private club, you know, was so that Trump could come and stroke the egos of the House Republicans, right? And make sure that they had confidence that he's got them on the right track. Well,
yeah.
Dom, I watched his post-horrible Milwaukee pep rally, and he made some remarks, and we'll share those with you, our fair audience. And you can always be a part of this fair show. 844-967-2789. The state of Wisconsin. Beautiful. In the summer, in July, Brian Stiles, but come November, going to be much less accommodating of MAGA Republicans. Come on back, Devil's Advocates. We accommodate everyone, except perhaps you, CJ. The Milwaukee
Brewers. Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says local governments cannot use vehicles to collect early ballots like the ones that were used in Racine 2 years ago. Justices also ruled yesterday that local clerks can set up temporary polling places during early voting, but the locations can't favor Democrats or Republicans. Electric ambulances could be the next zero-emission vehicles. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure is not where it needs to be yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The third of four Congressional District Democratic candidate forums was held last night in Platteville. Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson each shared their thoughts on key election topics in western Wisconsin. On the subject of election integrity, Katrina Shanklin says that elections are secure in Wisconsin.
Bringing people in and showing them the election integrity works and our devolved system, the Elections Commission, our county clerk, our town clerk, village clerk, city clerk, they all work together. It works.
The final forum for primary candidates is July 16th in Eau Claire. The primary election is on August 13th. Two artists have been selected to paint a mural in downtown La Crosse. The mural will go up on a blank wall that faces the Gunderson Medical Foundation and the Free Range Exchange on 3rd Street. La Crosse native Chase Gentry and Neo Medina, an artist from Kukana, will create the mural. The work to prep the wall for painting is already underway, with the creative part of the process set to start on Monday. Amplify Health says the project will take about one full week to complete.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 Ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there's an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There's an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Showers and storms possible again this weekend. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 80s Sunday. With humidity climbing as well. More storms possible Monday and again, upper 80s. It's 82 right now.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, I am so excited. We wrap up On the Road with Jane and Todd in my favorite place, Amory, Wisconsin. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday happy hour, always happier when you play a part. Badab, the big Capitol Hill pep rally, I guess, you know, get together with Trump, first time since the January 6th that Trump's been to the Hill, Dom. I know that you've got a little coverage, but I wanted to share the remarks of MAGA Mike Johnson briefly. He said, "I'm doing a very good job." Mike Johnson slammed over remarks on Trump meeting. "You're doing a heck of a job, Mikey." Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, the most powerful elected Republican in the nation, second in line to the presidency, is under fire after appearing to, let's say, subordinate himself to the criminally indicted and criminally convicted one-term ex-president as he glowingly delivered a report on his Thursday meeting with Donald Trump. Trump said very complimentary things about all of us. We had sustained applause. He said, "I'm doing a very good job. We're grateful for that." I mean, talk about an ass kiss, Dom.
Right?
The Speaker of the House.
If Donald Trump ever comes to a sudden stop, Mega Mike's head's going to go right up his ass.
Dominic, the Speaker of the House is the co-head of a co-equal branch of the federal government. Donald Trump is no longer the president, so is no longer the head of the executive branch. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik told reporters it was a very successful, special political conference. It was special, Dom, with very our special guest, President Donald J. Trump.
So much special going
the
around.
The special sauce that made it all work. Ketchup. Johnson has openly embraced Trump, who was crucial in supporting him when he faced the threat of being ousted by conservative GOP House hardliners, said, saying coordination with Trump is important heading into November's election and a potential, Dom, second Trump presidency. I don't know. I could see the math, but I could also see it not happening. MAGA Mike, your buddy Dom, said, "I think it's important for the country to have us, to have close coordination. I believe he'll have, can be, the most consequential president of the modern era because we have to fix effectively every era, every area of public policy." Everything's broken, according to Mike Johnson.
And
aren't
only
you in charge Trump of one of the branches?
Crudy presidential historian Michael Beschloss, who has written 9 books on the American presidency, slammed Johnson. Michael's quote, "Speaker of the House is incumbent elected officer of co-equal branch of American government. Shouldn't feel the need to publicly pronounce himself grateful to an ex-president for saying he and party colleagues are doing, quote-unquote, a good job. Half the U.S. Congress is now weaponized, obstructing justice and abusing power to help Trump launder away his criminality, malfeasance, and failure, while also conflating government business with his campaign and insurrection with government," observed Condé Nast Legal Affairs Director, Editor Luke Zaleski. "Trump owns the House. Is America next?" Yeah, maybe. Former Obama advisor Dan Pfeiffer noted, "Trump's supporters almost murdered these folks less than 4 years ago." You know how quickly we forget. Democrat from Illinois, Sean Kasten, said this. "The guy who found very fine people on both sides of a neo-Nazi rally thinks Mike Johnson is doing a good job, and Mike Johnson is proud of that. These people, dot, dot, dot." Yeah, these people indeed. 844-967-2789. Let's get some callers in. Let's get you people. You people. We love it when you people call us. 844-96-PARTY. Talk or text Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's always so great to hear Mike Johnson talk. I can't hear that man or hear any comments about that man without thinking about his porn alerts that he shares with his 17-year-old son. I'm sorry. That always comes to mind. I did want to suggest.
Don't we all?
Exactly, with your 17-year-old. You bet.
I know it's the only way to keep.
to keep Cootie, what did you say?
Well, it's the only way to keep me and my 17-year-old honest, and Speaker Johnson, of course.
Well, I would like to suggest that there's a way that convicted felon Donald Trump could make amends to Milwaukee. He could follow in the footsteps of Stephen Colbert, who was, you know, had some grievous things to say about our fair city of Milwaukee and went on a Milwaukee apology tour. And that included running in the sausage race. And so I was thinking that perhaps a convicted felon would like to run in the sausage race. Stephen Colbert went in a hot dog costume with big glasses. And it would be lovely to think about what convicted felon would wear in the sausage race. But at the mind...
I don't know what he would wear. He would not run, though, I can tell you that, Joe. They would need to take him in a golf cart.
Right. It could be the sausage golf cart race. You know, make changes for the man, you know, see what we can do to make him happy. Anyway, so that would be my comment. And very ungracious. And, boy, if you're looking for a fond hello, poor way to start, I would say. Very poor way to start.
Let me ask you, and it's one thing for Trump to do this, but the way that the rest of the GOP just bows to him and kisses his ass like that, what's your thought on the varying stories coming out from the congressional GOP delegation from Wisconsin?
I think in one of those crime shows, it would be just hysterical if each one of them came into the booth and was being interviewed by the police officers, and they all come up with these different stories. Did they go to the same meeting? Did they all hear the same thing? I mean, they're all just trying to spin it as fast as they can. It's like plates in the air going as fast as they can. And we all know he said it, and it was a stupid thing to say. And it's indicative of how stupid he is, that he would make that comment, you know, 2 weeks before coming to the place. Pretty bad in a swing state that you want to shoot off your mouth like that. I mean, I think the sausages could do a better job than he is doing. That's what I would have to say.
Joe, appreciate your call. I got to tell you, this reminds me of all the usual suspects. And I could see these Congress people, these Republicans, you know, you got your Fitzy, you got your Toxic Tom, you got your Brian Stile. He knows nothing. You got your
Van Orden.
Grossman, and then you got your profane Van Orden swearing at the cops. 844.
Sounds about
please
right.
Don't swear at the devils. 844-967-2789.
We got some,
so this was all a pep rally.
Yeah, we have
and some, Trump and
some
the Republicans seem jovial, I understand. I know
apparently
we do.
Trump,
I was getting there. So
has a great relationship, Crudy. A huge, wonderful, awesome relationship, not with the city or county of Milwaukee, but apparently with the RNC. He has got them in line. We have some sound. Thank you, Rich. Cut number three, Trump talking about a wonderful relationship.
We agree just about on everything, and if there isn't, we work it out. And I've had a really great relationship with just about everybody here, just about all of the senators. And if it wasn't fantastic, it gets worked out. And we have one thing in mind, and that's making our country great.
Is that what it is? Is that what you're? That's the only thing you're worried about, Trump? Making the country great, not putting money in your pocket, not being a dictator for life, you know, not putting your Republicans in line behind you. One more from Trump. I guess he's very concerned about the inflation. Let's hear what he has to say on that. Cut four, please, Rich.
We don't have success right now. We have inflation that's killing everybody. We have levels of inflation that nobody's seen for. They say 42 years, they say 53 years, and they say 75 years. I would say probably all of them are wrong. Probably we've never seen levels like this before.
I mean, and when Trump speaks, of course, you know, everybody listens. 844-967-2789.
You know, I was just thinking about Joe's suggestion for a second time. Except I think it would be completely inappropriate for Trump to be a racing sausage. I'm thinking like racing mushrooms.
Yeah, like Mario Kart? I mean, what are you saying here, man?
You know what I'm saying. Do the math. 844-967-2789. 2789.
Mark from the SAC, you will be next. Welcome, sir. Happy Friday Eve. What do you got?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's what is the surprise that Donald Trump has once again crapped his pants on stage? I mean, sustained applause. The only thing that these Republicans can it's about the only thing they can sustain without chemical assistance. it is just sad that they have to stick up for this man the way they do. I mean, it is just sad. And you know, thanks Joe for her comments there. It is just sad. I mean, the insult, and the guys coming from Wisconsin don't bother to say Milwaukee is a wonderful city, you know, that and talk up the state of Wisconsin. No, they had to run cover for the Don Snarleone, the 34 times convicted felon.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't hear them saying, you know, defending Wisconsin, defending the county, the city of Milwaukee, where they're all excited to have. 50,000 people come to town. Reince Priebus was, you know, talking it up. Oh, this is a great city. Da 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 da. What was us and like what? Tennis? Someone in Tennessee and Nashville or someone? Like no one wanted it. No one wanted the convention, and for some reason we got it. Now I would question what are, you know, the economic impact of this, as we've seen in Cleveland. It didn't seem to, you know, pan out quite the way that people would have predicted it to. But Mark makes a great point. Where's the defense? No, man, crime is down, Trump. No, they're, you know, election integrity, come on. And the only reason you're concerned about that, yes, we had an election official in Milwaukee, you know, make a point and engage in some illegal activity to prove a point about, you know, ballots. And she got caught, as she should have, and she got convicted, which she should have. Okay, those things happen. I can give you a list of Republicans that voted in multiple states. These things happen. What they don't do is sway an election. What they don't do is overturn election. Oh, they have the ballot drops at the end in Milwaukee. Yeah, that's how it's done. They count all the absentee ballots after the polls are closed. We could have changed that. Could have changed the law here in the state of Wisconsin. Republicans declined to do so. Well, why would they do that? So you don't have it to bitch about at the end.
Dominic, 844-967-2789 is a phone line and a text line. And Jeff shared an article on the text line. Appreciate you doing so, Jeff. The New Republic. I'm not going to share all of this, but maybe a few excerpts. Republicans in panic mode after Trump trashes Milwaukee. As mentioned, Dom, Donald Trump visited Capitol Hill Thursday, that's today, to meet with Republicans in Congress and supposedly discuss strategy. But it didn't take long for him to go off on tangents and dump on the site of this year's Republican National Convention. Jake Sherman, again, was the first to report Trump to House Republicans. Milwaukee, where we're having our convention, is a horrible city. Now, Republican members of Congress from Wisconsin, and we've talked about this at nauseam a little bit here, Dom, but they scrambled to respond to the comments, offering several different explanations to cover for the former president and convicted felon, including one representative who said the whole thing never happened. Unfortunately, three others said it definitely did. That was Brian Stell that said it didn't happen. Dom. Now, why would Trump criticize the city, especially since Wisconsin is a swing state that he narrowly lost in the 2020 election? The answer may very well be racism. Milwaukee is very often criticized by the rural and suburban politicians in the rest of the state, you know, and on right-wing talk radio, who mm-hmm. use racist dog whistles, yell socialism, or rely on more overt bigotry. Myths of rampant crime continue to plague the city, even as the crime rate has dropped. Meanwhile, its sizable black population, which has historically tipped the state blue, has slightly tempered its support for Democrats in 2020. Trump allies responded to his election loss by trying to write off Milwaukee's votes and overturned the state's election results. Well, that was through the actions of indicted alleged felon Jim Troupas, right? He was Trump's attorney. He was Rojo's attorney. Our girl Maggie Dawn fought his ass off, though, didn't she? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of you on the phones. 844.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever.
Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. Go join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been checking out the text line. You know, I heard the song Godzilla earlier today. That's like twice in my 50s I've heard that song. But anyways, thanks for playing it, Rich. A few of the thoughts on the text line. Here's one I had not considered, but it made me throw up a little bit in my mouth. Wanker is VP because he'd be a great yes man. Another texter says, Devils, where's DJ T's head at? It's up his own arse. Well, okay. This one, clever, Kurt from Madison, sent a tie that you can purchase, and the tie features multiple sharks. He says Joe Biden should wear it to the debate, the shark tie.
Yeah.
That would be a little unsettling for the man. There was at least one or two other funny ones here. Bear with me for just a second. Do you think that Don, the convicted con, will jump 13 garbage cans at Arnold's or jump a shark on Lake Michigan?
Oh, man. Never jump a shark, man. He wouldn't do that. He's scared to death of those sharks. He keeps talking about them.
He'd rather be electrocuted. WMDX texter says, I thought Glenn Grothman was all good with Milwaukee now that they have voter ID. Isn't that what came out in those behind-the-scenes meetings when all the legislature was scheming to suppress the vote? Well, you know, it's just about equal opportunity for both the rural and the big cities, right? You know, because not every rural community can offer the same resources a city the size of Milwaukee might. You know, that horrible city that it is. How long do you think it will take other Republicans to start mirroring this language about Milwaukee? I mean, right-wing talk radio has been crapping on Milwaukee for years, Tom. But, you know, other than the, you know, Milwaukee and Madison, the sort of broad generalization that some of the legislative Republicans make in this state, do you think it will become, you know, sort of a national thing, a point of pride crapping on Milwaukee? Here's one more, Jeff from Shorewood.
I think ultimately, Crudy, I think, you know, Trump is really just echoing what some of those right-wing talk radio hosts in Wisconsin have been saying, and some of those politicians from Wisconsin have been saying about Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, hell, even Madison, for years. You know, I'm not clear that this is an original thought from Trump. He just hears it from the megas on that side. And of course, he lost in Milwaukee County. He lost in Dane County. He was unsuccessful in trying to throw out totally legitimate and legal and appropriate ballots like mine, in-person absentee. I dropped mine off. You know what I mean? That was he was unsuccessful in doing so. So he obviously holds a grudge, and the right-wing, you know, talk radio mechanism here in Wisconsin has been saying this for years.
Jeff, our trash text and attorney buddy from Shorewood, says, Jesus, birthday boys, I'm just beside myself. If Trump gets any votes in Milwaukee, I'm going to puke. I believe he would puke, Dom. I believe he would. Someone claims, and I haven't seen this independently verified, oops, the Fiserv Forum forgot that the Weird Al Yankovic has a concert there at the same time. Sorry, schedule snafu. I'm not clear if that's preemption of the RNC convention or just the Tucker Carlson event no longer featuring the Alex Jones.
Oh,
I mean,
man. We
literally sat behind Weird Al Yankovic at a Tom Petty concert, and Weird Al kind of had the section to himself, but we were up close on the left, sort of stage left, and there was Weird Al sitting in front of us, Dom, and he would do a better job than Tucker, I suspect, and probably draw more fans in Milwaukee.
844-967-2789. Let's throw this one out there, Crudy, before we hit the happier happy hour. I mean, we're talking Wisconsin. I mean, we've already talked about this guy. He comes up again. He keeps coming up again like a bad penny. Wisconsin Rep. Tom Tiffany argued that Congress should rescind Steve Bannon's subpoena before the former Trump campaign strategist begins his prison sentence on July 1st. During an interview on Thursday, Real America's Voice host Miranda Kahn asked Tiffany about the possibility of striking subpoenas for Bannon and former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. Both men were sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to comply with subpoenas from the January 6th committee. But the Real America's Voice is also the home of Bannon's War Room program. But congressmen, many members have called the January 6th committee illegitimate, right? We all saw it was a sham. Couldn't Congress, let me ask you, rescind the subpoenas for Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon? She asked. Tiffany seemed caught off guard, but he said he liked the idea. I don't know if that's the case or not, but they certainly should, because the January 6th committee was a sham, the lawmaker opined. I mean, it was a C from the beginning. So anything that's associated with it could just go down the toilet. Kahn pressed Tiffany to move forward with a plan to rescind the subpoenas. He said, well, it's a really good question, Tiffany replied. I don't know the legalities of it, but and maybe I'm one of them who should be doing some investigation to see what we can do.
They would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Tom Tiffany. Dom, a couple more of the text on the line here. 844-967-2789. Hi, guys. Cover up for Trump reminds me of the guy in the parade that walks behind the horses and picks up the crap with the shovel. Well, isn't it the elephants? Aren't they walking behind the elephant? One more here. Texter claims, I voted for Trump. I'm happy to call in and explain how Trump becomes president again, if you'd like. Does it include an insurrection? 844-967-2789. I would like to hear this plan. A happier happy hour. Conservative Trump voter, if you want, man, call in. Give us the plan. We'll put you at the top of the queue.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome documentary filmmaker and comedian Michael Alexander for part two of his interview about his film Out of the Loop. And Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss all things Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome. We
could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.